We're up to now in chapter 167. We're up to subsection 11. And here we're talking about the laws that as they pertain to when you're washing for the motzi and breaking the bread. So what happens in subsection 11, we're learning, Shokach va'ochal v'leiber ha-motzi. Person forgets and he ate without making the blessing, the motzi. So you ate and you forgot to say the bracha. So im niskar b'soich hasuda, if you remember while you're still in the middle of the meal, mevorech amal sheyoichal ma'at, then he should make the blessing on that which he will eat from this point and on. But v'im loy nizkar ad shegomar su'udosi, but if he did not remember until after he finished the meal, he remembered, oh, I didn't make a bracha when I started my meal.
I just put it up now.
Okay. Ein mevorech al masha ochal. You cannot make a blessing for that which you have already eaten in the past. You can't make a bracha for what you've eaten. Shebirchas anenin doymed lebirchas mitzvah. For the blessing that we make for, that we enjoy, that's for food, for good smell, for different blessings, is similar to the blessings that we do for when we do a mitzvah. She'ein mevorchin ela over las yosem. We don't bless only before we do it. So before you're going to blow the shofar, you're going to make the blessing for the shofar. Before you're going to light the Hanukkah candles, you're going to make the blessing. You don't do it after, but you do it before. Over las yosem. Before doing them.
B'layachachach. And you forgot, no, it's over.
It's over.
There's no time frame.
Unless, but by a mitzvah, unless it's a mitzvah, sometimes which it's impossible to make before, commission is bar b'simen kuf nun ches, as explained in Simen kuf nun ches, in over there in 158, over there it's in subsection 16. So over there, you can't make it. So basically what he says, if you've eaten and you've not made the bracha, you lost the opportunity, you can't make a bracha again. But v'yesh mi shechilik ben birchas anen lebein brachas ha-mitzvah. There is some that make a distinction between the blessings we do on for that we enjoy, like for food, and the main bracha, the last thing that we make on the mitzvahs. She yochel levorech achar kach im loy berech lefneim. They disagree. They say by eating it's different. You could make a blessing after the eating. You can thank Hashem after the eating, even though it's after the fact. As you can't do that by the mitzvah, but you could do that by berachas anen. Va'af al pi shoikeh kusvar reshoinu. So even though the main is like the first opinion that says that you cannot make the bracha, but he says, but still there's an opinion that says that you should make the bracha. So therefore, he says, "Toiv lochus advar b'birchas anenim she'efshir lo yilecha lo yidma'at." So by birchas anenim, you can sort of take that person's opinion into consideration and be careful with lecha lo yidma'at. So you eat a little bit more. V'yivorech b'tchila v'yetzli v'rakel. So then you make a bracha in the beginning and then you fulfill for all opinions. So if you finished eating, so he tells you, make a bracha motzi and eat a little more. So in that case, at least you've been made the bracha. So if you should make it on before, you made it anyways, but you're making it for the future. And the same thing would be bracha v'yetzli v'rakel, fulfill according all to opinions. So best thing to do is to try to eat a little more, and then you'll make a bracha for sure, and then it'll go if you forgot.
Birkat Hamazon twice too?
No, he's talking about before Birkat Hamazon.
No, you ate.
And he made Birkat Hamazon.
Right, and then you forgot.
Okay, so then it's now, no, so then it's too late.
You forgot to do the blessing. You did Birkat Hamazon. Did you eat again and do
Hamotzi? Oh, yeah, if you did Birkat Hamazon, then for sure you'll have to do Baragwa again Hamotzi. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Mivdvarei. I mean, you forgot, so you forgot the motzi, you ate, you did Birkat Hamazon, and then realized you didn't do the motzi, you're supposed to eat again.
That's too bad. No, then you missed it all, then it's gone. But we're talking about if you're still in the meal, and you can still make a motzi for a new piece of bread. Take another piece of bread. Next subset, Yud Beis. What happens, imu musupek im berech birchas hamotzi im lav? You're not sure, did you make the motzi? Did you not make the motzi? Einei choizer umavaruch. You don't go make a bracha again. If you're not sure, you don't make a bracha. Why? Ki birchas ha-motzi medivrei sofrim. Because the blessing of motzi is from the rabbis, as all blessings are from the rabbi, besides the benching. But other than that, everything is from the rabbis. The sofik divrei ha-sok from the hakel, and the sofik of the rabbis, you have to be lenient. So you're not sure. You can't, if you know you didn't make a bracha, you can make another bracha because you hadn't made it yet. But if you made a bracha, you're not supposed to make another bracha. So you're making God's name in vain. So if you're not sure by the rabbis, you don't do it again. And in this case, you cannot be stringent upon yourself, but you say, okay, I'm not going to eat. So if you're not sure if you made a bracha or not, you want to be strict, even though it's from the rabbis, you don't have to be strict. You want to be strict, don't eat anymore. If you don't want to make sure, don't eat anymore. Bench and then start over again. But you're not allowed to be strict to make another bracha. But you can't say, okay, I'm going to make another bracha. I want to be strict, I want to make another bracha. No, because you're going to make another bracha, you might be saying God's name in vain. That's a big avera. You're not allowed to say God's name in vain. So if you do want to be strict, you can be strict and not continue eating. But you can't be strict and go mention God's name again.
But if you take more bread, you need another bracha.
Yeah, but the person isn't sure if he needs another bracha. He's right. Not sure. He started to be, oh, did I make a motzi? Yeah. I didn't make a motzi. So he says, now you have a problem. You can't, if you know you didn't make, you can make a bracha now and eat further. That's what he told you before.
Right.
But in this case, you're not sure. So you can't even make a bracha. So that's why you can stop eating, but you can't continue. You cannot be machmir and make a bracha because you might be mentioning God's name. Sofik brachas lokum. Now, what happens? He says in subsection 13, you made a mistake. Instead of saying hamotzi, you say shahakol niya bedvara on your bread. You said shahakol, which is a blessing we make for a lot of other things, but not on bread. Now, let me just say to you this. What is the meaning of the word shahakol nihiya bidvaro?
Everything
has come through your words. So it is really a blessing which would include,
encompass everything.
It's not the right bracha, because the bracha is hamotzi, but the word shahakol nihiya bidvaro means everything was done in your word, which is encompasses the bread as well. Or, Oishamar brich rachmona malko de oma mora de hai pita. Or if he says, blessed you merciful one, the king of the world, the master of this bread. So you gave God the recognition. You say, you're the owner, you're the jar of the bread. And even if he wouldn't even mention the name, the master of this bread, you're the master of this. And the bread was reading before him. Yotzo, you fulfilled your obligation. So even though you did the wrong bracha, the right bracha is hamotzi lechem en haaretz, but you said shahakol ni bedvaro, you said mara dahai, the master of this, you fulfilled your obligation. Why? It's not called somebody who changes from the coin that the rabbis coined. There's a coin, the rabbi made a specific coin, a specific bracha for everything. If you're going to make up your own bracha, that is invalid. You invalidate.
Right.
You can't just make up your own new versions. You have to follow the version the way the rabbi said. But in this case, it seems that you came up with your own idea here. You made your own bracha, which does not follow the rabbi. So he says, Kivan sheberach al hapas sha'oichil v'hiskir shem u'malchus b'brachosei. Because since you didn't make a blessing on the bread that you're eating, and you remember, you mentioned God's name and God's kingdom. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. You said, Hashem Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, King of the world. You did mention that, Baruchasi. Because Kirachmona Hushem Hashem. In this case, talking specifically when he said Rachmona, the merciful one, that's the name of God. Bebovel, in Babylonia. Avalpi Shebetargum Ukinu Shalachum. Even though, if you translate the word Rachmona, it means what? Merciful one. But it, Rachem, like Rachem, have mercy. But over here in Bavel, that means God's name. So since you mentioned God's name, it's not called changing of the, because you would change it if you didn't make. The main point here is that you should mention God, you should mention His kingdom, and you should thank Him. And that's the main thing, and you did that. even though, so that's the coin that you have to do. Once you've done that, you're covered, and you don't not to don't need to do otherwise. Now, what happens in subsection 14? You have many people that are eating together. Rabim shenizvadu lechem. You have many people eating together. Does everybody have to make their own bracha? Echad mevarich lekulam. One makes the bracha for everyone. You don't need everybody to make their own bracha. One makes the bracha. Vashari kavnu libu l'shmoya. The other ones should direct their heart to listen. The anu amen. They have to answer amen. And the one who blesses, who makes the blessing, he should have in mind that the amen that they say, that that's an approval, so it's as if they're making the bracha. Even if you're just two people, not a lot of people. If you're only two, the blessing, the grace after meal, you do it by yourself. You don't make a mezuman, you don't do it, let's bless Hashem together, but each one does it himself, because you need three to have a mezuman after the meal. But still, over here, so even though for after grace, after meal, each one will make their own blessing, they won't say nevarich. But in this case, one could make a mitzvah. There's a difference. At the end of the meal, people scatter one from the other. Everybody goes their own way. Therefore, they cannot be combined to make one bracha, only if there is a get-together of three. Since in the beginning of the meal, you are connecting and you're setting yourself up to eat together, at that point we don't need three. Even two can go ahead and one make a bracha for the other one. And that would be in subsection Tezvav, when they sit down permanently for a meal. It's not like just schapping anash, you know, one guy is sitting. When they lean on the beds, the olden days, they would make themselves comfortable, like on Pesach, we have the beds, they used to have, instead of chairs, they would sit, everybody lean down. Shuderech keva, this was a way of permanence, it would show that you're actually setting down to eat. This was the custom, when they would get together to eat in one group, each one would lean on his bed. They would not make a set meal without leaning. This was the way they would sit, they would lean down. That showed that they're really going to have now a party. If they were guests that are eating by the owner, that the nature was, that the usual way was, each one was given by himself. They had small tables. Each person got his own table. They got their own bed, and they were leaning, and they placed the table, like, on their bedside. That's kind of five-star service. Okay? And they don't know that they're set until they lean all together. But if people are sitting without leaning on the beds, that's not called that they're set together. Each one will bless by himself. So that applies to guests. Guests, when do they know that they're eating together? Each one gets their table, each one gets to lean. But even if you're sitting at your bed and you're not sitting leaning, that doesn't mean that you are going to have your meal all together. But that applies only to guests. But what happens to family people? But the owner with his family members, even though they are sitting without leaning, they're considered set. Why?
Like when we sometimes go to my in-laws, we're all sitting there, and then he'll make kiddush, but then my brother-in-law makes his own kiddush. You know,
he could. You could. But you don't have to. He's saying you're allowed to.
Okay, so he could.
You could if you want to. He's not telling you a requirement. He's saying that you could.
Because he wants it for his own family.
Some people, yeah, some for the phone family, and sometimes you have it. Some people want to make the kiddush himself. There isn't, especially right, according to the Kabbalah.
But he could be yotze by listening to
yes, him. Yes.
Okay.
Let's see, we're almost done. You're talking about family members. They're all secondary, or they're dragged, they go after the owner. One makes a bracha for all of them, if it's your family members. Even if a people of a group that are not in the order of a owner, balabas, the with his family members, if they said, let's eat here, like they said, okay, let's, we're going to eat here, or let's eat in a certain place, since they prepared a place for their eating, then they're all set together, even if they didn't lean. They did not require that you need a lean. It's only when they just sat down all of a sudden, without saying anything, let's eat together in this place, then we require a seba to make it one party. But if they say, okay, we're going to eat here, let's stop, let's break for lunch, we're going to stop here, that makes it all together. But now that we don't have this whole, we don't lean at all, so by us, when we sit at one table, or even if we don't, not at a table, we're having a picnic, we spread out one a cloth, that's considered setting, even for a people of group, of people, not family members, just ordinary people, they sit down, we're going to have our picnic over here, and they just spread out a table, and everybody puts their food down. But if they're not sitting at one table or at one cloth, they're not seated, set together. Even if they set a place to eat, and even the balabais with his family, if they're not sitting at one table, they're not considered together. The servant, the attendant, even though he's not set by the table, he doesn't sit by the table because he's running around, he's serving, and he eats without permanence, he doesn't sit down to eat. So he's going and coming constantly in the middle of his eating. He can fulfill with the blessing that the one who breaks off makes. Sure. Because that's its nature. That means that it's permanence. Because that's what he does. He stands and he serves the people and eats. So therefore that's his permanence. So therefore he's exempt from this rule that he has to be sitting by the table. He can make, and the one can make a bracha for him. So here we're going to say the interesting thing here. And we'll see soon why the requirement over here, we'll see further why the requirement over here is you cannot just make a bracha for somebody else if it's not a kvius, which is unlike the bracha for mitzvah. Because if you make like the shofar, you know, everyone, no, you don't make your own bracha. Or
right.
Even kiddush, you don't make your own bracha. But by birchas hanenin, it's different. But we'll see later on. The Alter Rebbe will explain why.